Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
We have reached Football State Championship Week, and this is the championships edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Hello again, I am Marty Bannister, and thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we preview all seven state championship games, which kick off Thursday night at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. On this week's program, we'll talk with Tanja Marshall from Visit Canton about the state championship games headed back to Stark County this week, and we'll break down all seven state championship games with reports from around the state. Each game to be televised live by Spectrum News One and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network, which will have live coverage to 65 affiliates across the state. First, though, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get into our conversation with Tanja Marshall. You're listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my long-standing goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to this week's show. This is Marty Bannister for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, which is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. By Spectrum News One, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel One. The Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you're made of. Jets Pizza, the official pizza sponsor of the OHSAA. By Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's also being brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Speaking of Canton and playing host to the state championship games, I had a chance earlier this week to sit down and talk with Tanja Marshall. She's the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Visit Canton to talk about the state championship games returning to Stark County. Tanja, I know this is an exciting time for everyone, the teams involved, but I know as well, too, for the city of Canton and the Stark County area, and I know your folks are very excited about playing host to the state championships this weekend.
Absolutely. This is a high school football hotbed for passion, and we're lucky enough that we actually have a local team in it, so that just amps up all the excitement.
Talk to me about the things that, along with the Hall of Fame, which is certainly a big draw, but some of the other things going on surrounding the games that Visit Canton is a part of, and some of the things that fans will be able to experience when they come to the state championship games.
Absolutely. So the stadium is located immediately next to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Museum, so fans are certainly encouraged to make time to visit there. And, of course, the Hall of Fame store is open and a great place to find some Christmas gifts, as they offer not only Hall of Fame merchandise, but merchandise from all 32 NFL teams. And it's a great time of year to bring the whole family for the weekend and tack on some holiday shopping and create some new holiday traditions. There are so many special events taking place here, even specifically over the course of that weekend. There's a frosty frolic, family-friendly run through the holiday lights in the park. There's a Christmas carol on stage at the Players Guild and Frozen 2 on stage at the Alliance Firehouse Theater. There are Christmas village festivals all over the county, so many that I can't even go into detail, from Clay's Park to Amish Door to the holiday lights through the park, as I mentioned, the free ice skating rink in downtown Canton. So much family-friendly activity to tack on, whether you're coming for one game or all of the games, you can make it a complete weekend.
How big of a weekend is this for the city of Canton and playing host to something like this? You mentioned all the things that are going on around it, but it really brings people in and gives them a chance to sample Canton, and I know that's one of the things you're very excited about.
Absolutely. It's our opportunity to not only have the teams and the fans in over the course of this weekend, and hopefully they get to experience the community while they're here, but then also to highlight that this is a great place to visit any time of year and come back next weekend, come back in the summer, come back often.
The effort to put something like this together, certainly the folks in the Ohio High School Athletic Association office work on it year-round. Give me an idea what it's like, though, for Visit Canton in terms of getting ready to play host to this weekend.
Absolutely. There are so many partners throughout the community that get involved from Visit Canton, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame Village, Altman Health Foundation that helps with sideline docs and trainers, the Canton Repository and Gatehouse Ohio Media that helps promote the event all throughout the county. There are so many different community partners that are just thrilled to lend their support, the many radio stations that we partner with. It really is a point of pride throughout the community.
With no question. Tanja, if you would, give folks a chance to find Visit Canton on the website and all the other pertinent information and how they can get in touch with Visit Canton.
Absolutely. Visit Canton.com or follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Visit Canton. And you can find all the information on the state football championships, tickets, packages, parking, as well as all the other things that you can do throughout the area while you're visiting or on a future visit on visitcanton.com.
And again, our thanks to Tanja Marshall for that interview. And now for this week's report on how the state's top-ranked teams, according to the Associated Press, match up in the playoffs. From the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Chris Solwecki with this week's update.
Thanks very much, Marty. Championship week is upon us. 13 of the 14 teams that have punched their tickets to Canton were all part of the final Associated Press top 10 poll in their respective division. We begin with Division I State Championship. Number 9, Cincinnati Elder. Number 3, Pickerington Central. They've played each other once in the playoffs, and that occurred in 2008 when Elder won 24-10 in a state semifinal. Central is in the playoffs for the 14th consecutive season. They're 1-2 in state championship games, winning it all back in 2017. Elder is in their fourth state championship game, the first since 08. They're 2-1 in their previous three, winning back-to-back titles in 2002-2003. Division II state championship, number 1, Massillon Washington, a perfect 14-0 record versus number 6, Cincinnati LaSalle. Washington ranks first all-time for playoff wins without a state title. They have 39. They've also won 38 of their last 43 games, including its last 21 regular season games. The 38 wins is the most for a program in a three-year span. The Tigers have posted back-to-back undefeated and untied regular seasons for the first time since Earl Bruce's two-year stint as head coach back in 64 and 65. LaSalle, one of two state finalists that defeated four playoff teams during the regular season, tied for the most of any team playing this weekend. Westchester, Lakota West, Mason, Cincinnati St. Xavier, and Elder were all casualties of the Cincinnati LaSalle team. In the Division III contest, number 9, Mansfield Senior, and number 7, Trotwood Madison. Mansfield Senior making its first ever championship game appearance. Also, they have two previous playoff wins. Both of those came at home, so their very first road playoff game, one in the 120-year program history, came in 2019 when they won 45-30 over Parma Heights Holy Name in Week 12. Trotwood Madison is making its 8th state title appearance and 7th since 2010. The Rams were 15-0 to win a Division II state title in 2011. They matched that 15-0 record with a Division III championship in 2017. This is the 15th playoff season for Trotwood and the 11th straight. The Rams played in four consecutive state championships from 2010 to 2013. In Division IV, Newark Licking Valley, number 4, versus unranked Clyde team. Clyde is the only team in the final 14-team standing to not be ranked in an AP poll at the end of the season. Newark Licking Valley, on the other hand, they rank third all-time for playoff wins without a state title. They have 34 of those. They're also making their third state championship game appearance and the first since back-to-back appearances in 1994 and 95. In Division 5, number 5, Ironton, 13-1 versus number 1, Kirtland, who is a perfect 14-0. All of Kirtland's four state championships are within the last 10 years. 2011, 2013, 2015, 2018. Eighth appearance in the last 9 years. Third consecutive state title game appearance. 2018 Division 6 champs, but this is their first Division 5 championship appearance. Ironton has two state titles in 79 and 89. Their last trip to the state title game was a 16-14 loss to Sandusky Perkins in 1999. Ironton has qualified for the playoffs 35 times, tied with Cincinnati Moeller for the second most all-time, and has 12 state semifinal appearances. In Division 6, number 1, Anna is 13-1. Number 2, New Middletown Springfield, 14-0. Both of these teams making their first ever championship game appearance. It's going to be a lot of fun on Friday morning. New Middletown Springfield, one of two state finalists that defeated four playoff teams during the regular season, tied for the most of any team playing this weekend. Canfield South Range, Brookfield, Berlin Center Western Reserve, McDonald, all lost to New Middletown Springfield. And in Division 7, number 7, Lucas at 12-2. Number 1, Maria Stein Marion Local at 12-2. Lucas is making its first ever championship game appearance. Maria Stein Marion Local, from 2000 to 2018, the Flyers have played in 13 state finals and have brought home 10 championships and 3 runner-up trophies, all under the guidance of Tim Goodwin. Since arriving in Maria Stein in 1999, Goodwin's teams have missed the playoffs only once, back in 2004. For Lucas, the Cubs pulled up a dramatic victory in week 14, scoring with less than a minute left on a pass play they had never run before and didn't have a name for. The win sends the Cubs to the Division 7 state championship game for the first time in school history. That'll do it for this week. Enjoy the games, everybody. For the OHSAA, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we return, we'll preview the 7 state championship games and hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
Welcome to the home of gridiron legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face to face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. While the NFL Today gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments, plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at profootballhof.com.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Now it's time to break down this week's state championship games to be played once again at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. The games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's begin with the state championship game in Division 7, which will take place Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. It matches up the number 7 ranked team in the state, 12-2 Lucas, taking on the number 1 team in the state. That's 12-2 Maria Stein, Marion Local. Lucas last week scored the game-winning touchdown on a 4th and goal from the 13-yard line with less than a minute remaining to defeat Harvest Prep 15-12 in the state semi. It's the first state final appearance in school history, and Lucas looking to win the first football state title for the Mid-Buckeye Conference. Meantime, for Marion Local, the frequent Flyers, it's their 14th state final appearance. They're 10-3 all-time, and a win would tie Cleveland St. Ignatius for the most football state championships in OHSA history with 11. For more on this game, let's go to Aaron Hines from WMAN in Mansfield.
The Lucas Cubs won another playoff thriller last week as they scored a touchdown on 4th and goal with under a minute left in the game to defeat Canal Winchester Harvest Prep 15-12. Lucas had the ball 4th and goal from the Harvest Prep 13-yard line. The Cubs, who were not known for running the football, took a timeout. Lucas head coach Scott Spittler said after the game they drew up the play in the dirt like you did in backyard football when you were a kid. Cubs quarterback Logan Nyswander rolled to the left, then turned to the right. The tight end slipped out of the backfield. He threw it to him wide open on the right side. Tight end Riley Mounts had the game-winning touchdown catch with 54 seconds to play. The win sends Lucas into the state title game for the first time in school history. 12-2 Lucas, they'll play 12-2 Marion Local Saturday morning at 10 in the Division 7 state title game. Reporting from WMAN Radio in Mansfield, I'm Aaron Hines.
Aaron, thank you. And for more on the Marion Local Flyers, let's check in with Ron Brunswick from Salina's WCSM.
The Marion Local Flyers will head to Canton to play in the state championship game for the 9th straight season. Of course, a few of those were contested in Columbus at the Horseshoe. Tim Goodwin's number one ranked Flyers will be seeking their 11th state title in school history, with the first one coming in the 2000 season. The Flyers moved to Division 7 this season and will face the number 7 ranked Lucas Cubs, who will make their first title game appearance on Saturday morning at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. The Flyers beat their third straight state-ranked opponent, dominating Patrick Henry 46 at Lima Stadium Saturday night. Junior Charlie Hilsman, first-team All-MAC wide receiver, caught 7 Kyle Mullenkamp passes for 250 yards and 3 scores. Hilsman now has 51 catches for 1,049 yards and 11 scores on the season. On the ground, the Flyers use a stable of backs and are led by first-team All-Conference Brandon Fleck. Fleck has 977 yards on just 152 carries and 13 touchdowns. Sophomore Peyton Oddie accounted for his first 2Ds rushing Saturday night, including the first score of the game that covered 97 yards. Grant Meyer and Dylan Heikamp, a couple more seniors in the backfield, have combined for 21 touchdowns and 851 rushing yards. On defense, the Flyers are led by Player of the Year defensive end Matt Everman, who has 18 sacks and a couple fumble recoveries. Their top linebacker, Grant Meyer, a first-team All-Conference performer. Depending on what happens this weekend in Canton with Anna and Marion Local, the MAC could come back to the area with the 9th time with multiple state championships on the football field. Good luck to the Flyers and the Rockets. I'm Ron Brunswick for your sports leader, WCSM.
All right, Ron, thank you. Next up is the Division 6 state championship game. That takes place on Friday morning, and it features those aforementioned top-ranked Rockets from Anna, who are 13-1. They'll take on the number 2 team in the state, unbeaten New Middletown Springfield. They're 14-0. It's the only AP number 1 versus number 2 state final matchup. Both teams average 40 or more points per game this season. For Anna, first state final appearance in school history, they averaged 45 points a game this year, the most of any state finalist, along with Marion Local. Springfield, it's their first state final appearance in school history, and they're looking to win the first football title in the history of the newly created Mahoning Valley Athletic Conference. For more on this game, let's go to Youngstown's WBBW and hear from Mark Means.
The 2019 season has been a record breaker for head coach Sean Guerrero and his Springfield Tigers. At 14-0, recording the most victories in school history, they've advanced to their first ever state championship game in Division 6. After a perfect regular season, round one of the postseason would bring a familiar opponent in Western Reserve. After defeating them back in week 9 of the regular season, the Tigers again would win 34-7. Round 2 would be Gloucester-Trimble, and it took a rally for the Tigers for a victory of 20-19. Playing in just their second regional final in school history, they would defeat Mogador by a final score of 35-21. In the state semifinal, a battle with East Knox would go the way of the Tigers by a final score of 42-14. Sophomore quarterback Bo Brungard led the way for the Tigers both on the ground and through the air. For the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Sports Radio 1240 Sports Director Mark Means.
Mark, thank you very much. Let's move on now and preview what will be the last game to be played in the 2019 high school football season. That will be Saturday night's Division 5 championship game, which will pit the fifth-ranked team in the state, 13-1 Ironton, against top-ranked and undefeated Kirtland at 14-0. That game will kick off at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. For Ironton, it's their ninth state final appearance. They're 2-6 all-time in title games, with their wins coming in 1979 and 1989. It's the Tigers' first state championship game appearance in 20 years. For Kirtland, they are the defending Division 6 state champion, and they bring a state-best 29-game winning streak into the matchup. Eighth state's final appearance, 4-3 record all-time for Kirtland in title games. Half of Kirtland's 14 wins this season have come by shutout. That's the most of any state finalist. For more on Kirtland, here's Dave Kinder from Cleveland's WKYC.
Only one team from the greater Cleveland area has made it to Week 15, and they're awfully familiar with playing for state championships. In Division 5, the Kirtland Hornets will take on the Ironton Tigers. Kirtland last Saturday, a 28-14 winner over Oak Harbor. Kirtland running back Luke Gardner with a big night, 127 yards on the ground on 18 carries. The win over Oak Harbor was Kirtland's 42nd all-time win in the postseason. It's been a dominant two-year stretch for Tiger Laverty's team. They went 15-0 last year, and they will try to cap off another 15-0 season Saturday night. The Ironton Tigers come into the matchup 13-1 and fresh off a 49-21 victory over West Jefferson last week. Reporting for WKYC in Cleveland, I'm David Kinder.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. For more on Ironton, let's go to Jason Filial from Ironton Fox Sports Radio 1230 and 1420.
The Ironton Fighting Tigers turned a close game into a blowout Saturday night, scoring 35 points over 21 minutes, breaking open a 14-all tie and beating West Jefferson 49-21. While the Ironton defense was shutting down a high-scoring opponent for the second straight week, the Fighting Tiger offense set a season-high 403 yards rushing against the Rough Riders, led by junior Reed Carrico. The Ohio State commit finished with 234 yards and three touchdowns on 18 carries. He said that despite the tie early on, his team never lost focus.
We just know that everybody's good. I mean, we're in the Final Four. We knew that they had a good running back and a good offensive line, and they're liable to pull anything off. So, I mean, you got to stay focused.
Holding on to a 21-14 lead at halftime, Ironton outscored West Jefferson 21-0 in the third to go up 42-14. Each team scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter as Ironton gets the win and advances to the state championship game for the first time since 1999. For the OHSAA Radio Network Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm Jason Filial, Fox Sports 1230 and 1420 in Ironton.
Let's move on now to the Division 4 state championship game. This will be played at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It finds the number 4-ranked team in Division 4, undefeated Newark Licking Valley at 14-0, taking on the surprising Flyers of Clyde, who are 10-4. For Licking Valley, they trailed Poland Seminary 24-10 with 8 minutes left in their state semifinal last weekend before coming back to win 25-24. This is Licking Valley's third state final appearance, and they're looking for the school's first state title and looking to become as well the second Licking County League team to win a state championship. Newark Catholic has won 8 times. Clyde defeated the AP's number 1-ranked and defending Division 4 state championship team, Cincinnati, Wyoming, 35-14 in last weekend's state semi, snapping Wyoming's streak of 28 straight wins. It's Clyde's third state final appearance, as the Flyers were the Division III runner-up in 1994 and the state champion in 1995. Clyde is the only state finalist that wasn't ranked in the final AP poll, and they're looking to become only the second number 8 seed to win a state championship, joining St. Henry in 2004. All 4 of Clyde's losses this year were to playoff contenders in higher divisions. For more on Newark Licking Valley, here's Dave Downey from Newark's Cool 101.7 FM.
Thanks to a thrilling 25-24 come-from-behind victory over Poland Seminary in a Division 4 state semifinal, Hall of Fame coach Randy Boffman and his Licking Valley Panthers will be making the school's third trip to the state finals. Licking Valley is one of 4 teams in the state championships looking to cap off a perfect 15-0 season with the school's first-ever state title. They finished 4th in the final Associated Press Division 4 poll. With 34 all-time playoff wins, Licking Valley ranks 3rd in the state with most playoff wins without a state title. Their 2 previous trips to the state finals ended with disappointment, with a 40-13 loss to Kenton in the 2001 Division IV state title game and a 17-10 loss to Big Walnut in the 2007 Division III title game. The Panthers feature a balanced offense and a very stingy defense. I'm Dave Doney with Cool 101.7, Buckeye Country 107.7, reporting for the OHSAA Radio Network's Football State Championship Preview Show.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. For more on the Flyers of Clyde, let's turn to Fremont at WOHF Radio's Kyle Knight.
The Clyde Flyers enter the state football championship in Ohio for the third time in school history, having won the state championship in 1995. They were also runners-up in 1994 when head coach Ryan Carter was a senior on that football team. Carter has led the Flyers to seven straight playoff appearances. This year, the team moved from Division III to Division IV. They were a number one seed last year in Division III, but were knocked off by Rocky River in the opening round. The Flyers play in the always tough SBC Lake Division, where five of the six schools ended up in the Division III or Division IV playoffs in Sandusky, Norwalk, Bellevue, Tiffin Columbian, and of course Clyde. The Flyers advanced to the state championship game with playoff wins over Keystone, Shelby, Ottawa Glandorf, and a state semifinal win on Saturday over Wyoming, 35-14. Now they take on their second straight undefeated team in Licking Valley. I'm Kyle Knight from 92.1 The Wolf and Eagle 99 in Fremont, Ohio for the OHSAA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
Kyle, thank you very much. Let's move now to the Division III state championship game, which is Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It finds 13-1 ninth-ranked Mansfield Senior taking on 11-3 seventh-ranked Trotwood Madison. For Mansfield Senior, it's their first state final appearance in school history. They arrive in Canton after two straight overtime wins, defeating previously undefeated Aurora 27-21 in a double overtime thriller in the state semi. And they're looking to become just the second team from the Ohio Cardinal Conference to win a state championship. Oroville, the first. They did it last year. Trotwood Madison defeated the Associated Press's top-ranked team, Columbus Bishop Hartley, 24-19 in last week's state semifinals. Trotwood led 24-0 in the fourth quarter and held off a Hartley rally. It's the eighth state final appearance for the Rams. The Rams won titles in 2011 and 2017 and are coached by former Ohio State wide receiver Jeff Graham. For more on the Mansfield Senior Trotwood Madison game, here's Aaron Hines from Mansfield's WMAN.
Mansfield Senior, for the second week in a row, had a walk-off overtime win, but last Friday took double overtime, and it was twice as sweet because the win sent the Tigers into the school's first-ever championship game in high school football. Mansfield Senior beat Aurora last Friday 27-21 in double overtime after Michigan State commit Angelo Gross intercepted a ball on defense when he jumped the route. Moments later, he caught the game-winning touchdown pass from quarterback Cam Todd in the left side of the end zone. 13-1 Mansfield Senior will meet 11-3 Trotwood Madison Friday at 3 in Canton for the Division III state title. Reporting from WMAN Radio in Mansfield, I'm Aaron Hines.
Aaron, thank you very much. We have now reached the game that will kick off championship weekend on Thursday night. It's the highly anticipated Division II state championship game, which finds the number one ranked team in the state, 14-0 Massillon Washington, facing the number six ranked team, the Lancers of Cincinnati LaSalle, who are 12-2. For Massillon, it's the school's fifth state final appearance, and they're looking for a first state championship in the playoff era, which would break a state record streak of 39 playoff wins without a state championship. Meantime, LaSalle's in its fourth state final appearance. They're 3-0 all-time, winning back-to-back-to-back state titles in 2014, 15, and 16. With more on Massillon, here's Ray Jeske from ESPN 990 WTIG in Massillon.
The undefeated Massillon Tigers punched their ticket to the D2 state championship game with a decisive 35-10 victory over the Avon Eagles, who came in at 13-0. The high-octane Tigers went to the ground game in this one, as senior Zion Pfeiffer rushed for 141 yards and four touchdowns on 20 carries, and junior Raquan Benson scored a touchdown during his 9-carry, 54-yard effort. The Eagles, led by senior quarterback Joey Lance's 35-carry, 182-yard rushing effort, were held scoreless in the second half. In fact, Massillon has held all four of its playoff opponents scoreless in the second half. Coach Mike Elder's Eagles see their season end in the semifinals for the third consecutive year, bowing out at 13-1. Massillon's head coach, Nate Moore, will bring his 14-0, ranked number one in Region 5 Tigers, into the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the second consecutive year. this time against his former team, the Cincinnati LaSalle Lancers, with whom Coach Moore captured the first of the Lancers' three consecutive titles in 2014. The 12-2 Lancers, boasting their own impressive ground game, finished number one in Region 8. Should the proud Massillon Tigers capture their first playoff title after some 24 titles in the prior era, the city of Massillon will go crazy. I'm Ray Jeske of Massillon Canton's ESPN 990 for the OHSAA Radio Network's Football Playoff Preview Show.
Ray, thank you very much. And finally, let's break down the Division I championship game, which takes place on Friday night. That game will kick at 8 o'clock. It pits the ninth-ranked team in the state, 12-2 Cincinnati Elder, against the third-ranked team, the Tigers of 13-1 Pickerington Central. It's a rematch of a 2008 Division I state semifinal, a game that Elder won 24-10. For Elder, it's their fourth state final appearance. They're 2-1 all-time in title games, winning back-to-back in 2002 and in 2003. For Pick Central, it's their fourth state final appearance. They're 1-2 all-time in state championship games, their win coming in 2017. Pickerington Central knocked off the AP's number one ranked team Mentor last week, 28-21 in the state semi, the same Mentor team they beat to win their state championship in 2017. For more on the Pickerington Central Tigers, here's Aaron Cassidy from Game Day Broadcasting and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Thanks, Marty. It'll be a familiar face here in Central Ohio as the Pickerington Central Tigers will look to win their second title in 3 years in Division I as they take on Cincinnati Elder at 8 p.m. on Friday night from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Pickerington Central is led by junior quarterback Demetrius Crenshaw. We'll get to him in just a second. Fans will remember his game back in 2017. It was a record-setting one. They're also led by senior Ty Hamilton, who's committed to Ohio State, and junior Lorenzo Stiles, who's committed to Notre Dame. Back to Crenshaw. The 2017 state championship against Mentor, it was one that the Tigers cruised past in large part because of a then-freshman Demetrius Crenshaw, who scored 6 rushing touchdowns, setting a state record. The Tigers finished 9-1 on the season, 3rd in the AP poll. Elder finished 9th in the AP poll to end the regular season. Reporting for the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Aaron, thank you. That will do it for this week's state championship pairings. We'll step aside for a few messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and when we return, we will wrap up this final edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good! A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit to center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Let's take a time out to talk about educational athletics. That means the school sports are an extension of the classroom. Student athletes earn the privilege of participation in sports by succeeding during the school day first, before they put on the team uniform after. Student athletes prove that with better attendance records, higher GPAs, and fewer discipline issues than non-student athletes. That's what it means to be a part of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And before we put a wrap on this week's show, a reminder that complete coverage of the state championship games is available at OHSAA.org, including live video, live stats, live radio, previews, recaps, and so much more. Single session tickets are still on sale through the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Kansas. I would like to thank all of our guests on this week's show and for joining us throughout the season as well. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network. We will see you in Canton.